We arrive at the funeral home just as Sam's pallbearers are lifting his casket into the hearse. I am incredibly thirsty, so someone gives me a bottle of water. Our limousines follow the hearse out of the parking lot, and we make our way towards the Greek Orthodox Church. When our vehicles turn the last corner, I am shocked at what I see. Hundreds of police officers and other emergency services personnel are lining the streets and church steps, patiently awaiting our arrival. Blue, black, and red uniforms from all over North America are a sea of color against the snow. Respect isn't granted, Sam had repeatedly reminded me. It must be earned. My door is open from the outside, and the tall chaplain leans in, offering me his arm. I take it and climb out. I'm wearing my long brown swing coat, the one I vowed to Sam I would wear to lunch with my future publisher in New York City one autumn day. I take in the scene before me. Snowflakes fall gently to the ground. Are we figurines in a glass ball God has given a good shaking to? Is he up there watching as the snow settles around our lives, curious to see if we'll learn a lesson or two? I glance to the left and see a photographer on the roof of the house next to the church. I turn away in time to see the pallbearers removing Sam's casket, now draped in a Canadian flag, from the hearse. I tighten my grip on the chaplain's arm. Then they start to carry the casket towards the steps. Bagpipes play and a drum pounds. Boom, boom, boom. Up the steps of the church, the pallbearers' boots move in time to the beat of the drum. But that isn't just any police officer in that casket. That's my Sammy. When all this pomp and circumstance ends, how much solace will pride, honor, and respect give me? I can't cuddle up in bed with virtues.